This week, we are interviewing musicians. This is fun because it makes them put down their instruments and stop singing and use plain words like the rest of us. It's all about bringing them down to our level.
Or not. The soul diva Toni Braxton joined us in May of 2014. And Peter asked her to tell the strange but true story of how she was discovered.
Now you were singing a lot as a youth, you write about constantly. But you tell a great story of how you were discovered.
Me personally at a gas station, yes.
You were discovered at a gas station.
I got $5 I borrowed from my dad, and I went to this gas station in Annapolis, Maryland. I had a plan. I was going to put $3 in my gas tank and keep $2 for lunch. And this gas attendant comes up to me. And he's staring at me, and I'm thinking, okay, a little weird. But then he says all of a sudden, are you a singer? And he said, no, really, I've seen you sing around the city. I'm a producer, and I would love to do some demos on you. And, of course, I'm thinking this is a line. He might be crazy. He works at a gas station.
Yeah.
But sometimes in life, you're at the right place at the right time, and you have to take risks. And it turned out to be legitimate. He was the guy who co-wrote the songs with Milli Vanilli, Girl You Know It's True. That was just starting to get some attention in Europe.
Where it's just his lips moving and somebody else.
One of the things you're doing now, and this is one of the things that's kind of fun about your life, is that when you were young, you know, you auditioned for a producer with your sisters, but they only wanted you, and that was, you described in the book, pretty traumatic for everybody. But now you're back with your sisters doing a reality show called Braxton Family Values.
Yes.
And so is this, you know, just all you guys just doing what you do normally together, or is it more high concept than that?
Normally what we do together, my family, we're pretty animated.
Yeah.
My sisters, you know, I'm a little different. I'm the oldest. And in my generation, being a performer, we were taught to be aloof, to be quiet. You know, artists have a regalness about them. You don't tell too much of your life. The younger generation are comfortable telling everything about their lives and social media. I mean, one thing my sister said, she said, I'm sorry, guys, I need some help with something. I had a transaction with someone other than my husband. Should I tell him? I'm going, you think he knows now because you just told millions of people. What do you mean, should you tell him? You just told him.
Really? So she says this to you.
Yes.
She says this to you with the cameras rolling, that she was, let's just be public radio about it, canoodling. With another fellow.
Is that what that means? I never knew.
Yeah, that's what it means, specifically. Canoodling is still legal in Mississippi.
Right thought you needed a paddle.
Yeah. So she says to you, oh, my God, Toni, help me, give me advice with this very private thing. I've, you know, in this intimate situation, what do I do? And did you look at her and then look at the camera and then look at her and go, what do you mean? He knows now.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. I just that, you know, they're just so open about telling their lives. I don't get it, but I still feel that you should be quiet a little bit.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you just wrote this memoir, though, which is... It's very frank. Now, you named your book after your big song, Unbreak My Heart, which is your big number one hit. It was on Billboard top song for a long time. Is that the song that's like most identified with you, that the concert goers clamor for it? That's what they want to hear?
Yeah, pretty much. That one and How Could an Angel Break My Heart, usually those two.
Yeah, and does that ever get tired for you, having to sing those songs?
Not really. There are sometimes I wish I could do different versions of them, but I always tell myself I have to sing the song how it sounds on the record because the audience wants to sing along with you. I hate when I go to concerts and they do a completely different version of the song and I can't sing with you. I feel like I want to perform it with you. So I try to make it so I can engage my audience.
Do you ever do that really cool thing I sometimes see artists do where they simply stop singing and let the audience take over for a while?
All the time, and that's my favorite part.
Isn't that, is that as cool as it looks? Because it looks pretty cool.
It's pretty nice. And sometimes if I forget the lyrics, they kind of help me.
That's awesome. Well, Toni Braxton, what a pleasure to talk to you. We have invited you here today to play a game that we're calling...
Unbreak My Heart. No, really.
Okay.
I'm dying here,
really?
Toni. Help.
Okay.
Your biggest hit, of course, Unbreak My Heart, which we think has something to do with that emotion you normal people call love. But we thought we'd ask you about actually unbreaking a heart. Answer two of these three questions about the lighter side of cardiac surgery. And you win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice in their voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
Well, Bill, who is singer Toni Braxton playing for?
Ellen Cooper Festa of Grahamsville, New York.
All right. Ready to do this, Toni?
Oh, the pressure. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. First question. A man who is now fine faced cardiac trauma in 2010 after what happened to him. A, he was playing a patient on a TV medical drama, and the prop defibrillator turned out to be a real defibrillator. B, he took a point-blank direct hit to the sternum from a T-shirt gun at a Padres game. Or C, he suffered the only known actual case of total eclipse of the heart.
Oh, my gosh. A,
he was playing a patient in a medical drama, and he was defibrillated.
A.
You're right. It was A. He was an actor. You know, they were acting the scene clear, and then, because it was real, he did not suffer a heart attack, but he did sue the production company for, quote, the damage he received in the terms of anxiety and flashbacks to the event.
Okay,
right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So check those things before you get on the table, people. All right, that's good. Here's your second question. In 2006, a Connecticut man filed a lawsuit saying what had caused his heart attack. A, the loss of the Hartford Whalers hockey team. B, a bad toupee. Or C, trying to squeeze into a supposedly extra large-sized Under Armour shirt.
I'd say C.
You're going to go for the Under Armour shirt?
Maybe B.
Maybe B?
Yeah.
You're right again. It was the bad toupee.
Really?
Mr. Paul Lewis says the wig shop sold him an ill-fitting toupee that was the wrong color, and he became so aggravated over it he had a heart attack, and he sued the shop for damages. The shop says, no, the toupee was very nice. All right, this is excellent. You can go for perfect here, Tony. Last question.
That.
In 2012, a very high-profile heart transplant operation in Mexico went off successfully, despite the fact that the paramedics carrying the heart did what just before the surgery? Mm-hmm. A, as a joke, they gave the doctors a chocolate candy heart. B, they propped up the unconscious patient for a Weekend at Bernie's type photo shoot. Or C, they dropped the heart on the ground in front of a line of news photographers.
Oh, God.
Maybe drop the heart.
You're right. Ooh. That's what they did.
Are you serious?
I am not kidding you. It was this enormous operation that got a lot of press down in Mexico, so there were people filming the private jet that brought it in from overseas, people filming it as the paramedics brought it into the helicopter, people filming as they got it off the helicopter, running across the tarmac, dropped the thing, and it spilled on the ground, hurriedly put it back in the cooler and ran it to the ambulance.
No way.
It's true, it happened. It turns out the five-second rule applies to organs as well. Bill, how did Tony Braxton do in our quiz?
3 for 3.
Whoa. Well done.
Yay. Wow. For Ellen Cooper Festa. Congratulations.
Tony Braxton is a 6-time Grammy Award-winning singer. His memoir, Unbreak My Heart, is in bookstores now. Tony Braxton, thank you so much for joining us.
What a pleasure to talk to you.